glasses full of beer.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today's The Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. As I've been studying world history, what's happened with Russia in years gone by in the last century plus 30 years, I have to keep going back to what happened in 1916-17, when Russia was destroyed the first time. Well, here in the previous, 20 years, there was a campaign by the Bush administration to create conflict with Russia. Then with the Obama administration in 2012, when we pretty much went into Ukraine, caused conflict in Ukraine, ousted a elected official, put in our own puppet president in the Ukraine, Zelensky, who's there still to the present time. And there's always been the Bush administration, Obama, up until the time of Donald Trump. Trump pretty much eased all of the aggression toward Russia, even though still, even in the campaign, late in the campaign, in his debate with Hillary Clinton, when she came out and stated there was Russian interference in the election and going to be more interference. Well, I was reading, and I read quite a bit, but sometimes you have to go back and reconsider things that you miss. And there was something I was reading concerning Vladimir Putin and a security strategy that he was presenting to the Russian people. And I'm going to just cover this, some of this. And from the time that Joe Biden, when he took over the presidency, immediately at that exact time, Russia began to prepare for war. Why would Russia begin to prepare for war once Joe Biden took over the presidency? Because Russia knew Vladimir Putin is fully aware of who is running the American political process. He realizes that it is not Joe Biden. Vladimir Putin realizes his old enemy from 2012, who overthrew the president in Ukraine trying to force Russia into war. He knew that it was Barack Obama once again behind the scenes planning once again the overthrow or the conflict with Russia. Why is this so important, this conflict with Russia? Because the administration, whether you believe it's Barack Obama or not, it's irrelevant. But the Biden administration, they know that until Russia is destroyed, there cannot be a one-world government. Without the destruction of Russia, who's interfering with the plans of the globalists are, you might say, having to wait. They're at a impasse. They're at a standstill. They can't move forward. This is why the propaganda the machine in this country, along with the propaganda machine in England and in Europe, is continuing to demonize Russia as the aggressor in the Ukraine, that Russia is planning and amassing troops along the border. I listened to other talk show during the week. I was listening to one of the talk show out of Denver yesterday. I cannot believe the deception of these people down in Denver that actually believe that Russia is planning to invade the Ukraine. I can't believe it. They don't know what they're talking about. They're not investigating the true history of what happened 8 years ago in the midterm of Obama. They don't remember what happened at the end of the Bush Jr. administration. They don't remember what happened in the late 80s with Ronald Reagan, how during the Reagan administration, the ruble, the Russian ruble, was destroyed. Russia had to build back from nothing to where she is today presently. This is very important. We are watching history take place right now, but most people don't know what they're looking at. They don't understand what is happening. Most people didn't know what happened was going on in World War II when Adolf Hitler began building the Third Reich. The people of the world didn't know what was going on. The historians, they were able to understand. They were watching what was going on. But for the most part, the rest of the world wasn't. We'll be right back. We'll continue in just a few minutes.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Never break the chain. Never, 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 never,
So we'll continue now. Now, you know, the culprit in this madness, you know, we as Americans, we are loyal to America. The America that we once knew is not the America that we now know presently. This is a different country. There is a different America that the American people are now, the mask is being taken off. What used to be what we call America is now we're getting to see that it is not what we believed it was. It is something completely different. Why is that? Because this nation has an agenda. That agenda is world hegemony. To bring about world hegemony, there has to be a new world order. And initially, the people that the Rockefellers and the people that would give direction to this country, they had initially a thought that maybe China would be that global ruler, dominant ruling force internationally. But somewhere along the line, they came to their senses. They realized they could not allow China to be the global power of the world, and they switched. And at one point, it was going to be possibly Europe would be that center through the UN. But as time went on, people that began to study the PNAC, Project for New American Century, the Democrats that were opposed to the PNAC document, they were, they fought it because it meant Republican domination of the political, the coming political center of America. Well, they didn't want the Republicans to be the dominant force. Well, eventually, the Democrats began to realize, wait a minute, if we can basically take the reins, we have no problem with PNAC, the Project for a New American Century. We have no problem with the United States going forward as the one new world, one world center of the world. We don't have a problem with that. That is where we are presently. Now, going back to Russia, Russia is desperately fighting to exist as a nation. Russia realizes what they're up against. They realize they're up against the Western media, not only in the United States of America, but in Europe, internationally. Russia is going at this solo. They're the one nation with China. China is resisting this global government. But China, don't be deceived about China. Soon as Russia's out of the way, China will step into that void, to vacuum. China has no problem with that. She won't, but that's what China will always does, opportunity. So right now, Russia, according to this one article I've been really having to look at, the minute Biden became or took over as president, immediately Russia once again knew it was in a desperate fight for its existence, its survival. And they have a national security strategy. And part of that strategy is that they were going to prepare for total war to the death, if that's what it would end up being, against the Western globalist agendas. They knew that they were not going to be able to sit by and just hope time would take care of all things. No, they knew immediately that the Biden administration, they knew they would immediately push Russia hard for war. They would demonize Russia. They would do everything possible as far as propaganda to get the European nations to go along with America's policy, to get NATO to expand closer to Russia, to Soviet Georgia, to the south, to get them to come into NATO, to bring Ukraine into NATO. And Russia knew that it was in a fight once again for its very existence, and it is. So then also, I'm reading out of an older whatdoesitmean.com concerning Russia's attitude and the position that Russia had to take once Joe Biden became a president. Why? Because, again, Biden is going to carry out Barack Obama's initial agenda during his administration. Then they stated that one of the very dangerous truths that that Western people, and I remember listening to yesterday's program with Jason and Joe, talking about the economy, talking about the matter of goods reaching the market. Well, early in the year, here's what the Russian security stated. The world economy is in deep recession. This is the world economy is in deep recession. Market volatility and instability of the international financial system are on the rise, and the gap between the real and the virtual economies is widening. And again, that the Russian Federation is prepared to fight this war to the death against this new national security strategy. So in other words, America has threatened to remove Russia from what they call the SWIFT banking account system, keeping Russia from being able to trade with the nations in Europe and elsewhere. It's called SWIFT. I forget the actual meaning of it, but it is the way in which they move money from nations. They are able to pay debts to this system. It's just a banking system is all it is. But Russia realizes that if the United States goes forward with this, even the European nations have stated that it's death. It's basically a death knell, not only to Russia, but to European nations. Because what happens if you can't trade with other nations? And the European nations, the reason that the EU came into existence was so they could trade with one another. And if you can't trade with your fellow country, with your neighboring countries, well, forget it. You have to have goods. You have to have, you know, you have to have cheese from Switzerland. You have to have, you know, sausage from Germany. And then you have to have potatoes from the Ukraine. So if you can't trade, it really is, like the article was stating, this is a world economy that is in trouble, international. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, in chapter 6, it talks about a balance and a scale. You work a day I forget what the weight was. You work X amount of time for wheat, X amount of time for barley. Barley is a cheaper commodity. But the thought is, the concept is that the whole world, according to Revelation chapter 6, is in a economic hardship. The economies of all the nations of the world, when it pertains to goods, food, are in trouble. It's very clear that the world will be in trouble when it comes to an economy that is in deep recession, where you can't, the value of everything goes down. Actually, the value of everything goes up because there's scarcity. And that's kind of what it's talking about. There's going to be more scarcity than plenty. Then it talks about, also in Revelation chapter 6, it talks about famine. What has happened with these globalists? They have messed with the economic generator. You can mess with the temperature of the earth. You can mess with whatever you want to mess with. But when you mess with the economy, the economic systems internationally, and you begin to cause these systems to wobble out of balance, you cannot stop that effect. You've destroyed it. And in the Bible, God talks more about economy, sanctions, positive, negative sanctions. Positive sanctions if you're obedient to God's word, negative sanctions if you're disobedient to his word. There's more that talk about money systems and sanctions and wealth than you can imagine. God uses the wealth of the earth. All the wealth is generated from in the heart of the earth to the soil and what is beneath the soil, whether it be oil, whether it be metals, precious metals, rare earth metals, food, potassium, whether it be fertilizers, grass, everything is. The source of all wealth comes out of the dirt, out of the soil. When you start messing with the balance, then it's going to be pretty hard to recover, because then you start to micromanage. And the more you micromanage, the deeper into trouble you get. Well, Russia has realized that what is happening in the Western world, they are messing with the economies of the world. With the virus, with the vaccinations, with the health matters, this is messing with the economies of the world. And we're not going to recover. Not going to recover. It's only going to, from this point forward, it is slowly going to continue to topple, lose balance, lose the center of gravity, and we're in for a bad time. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Hold on. We'll talk about what the answer is.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi, listeners. Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, on Sunday from 9 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Program streamed always, and the podcasts for my programs, other programs through the week and the weekend for the hosts, 1360KHNC.com. To the podcast section and to the different hosts that you like to listen to. So with Russia, Russia's making it very clear that they're basically the nation that is keeping the globalists from presently moving forward with their agendas. Now, they also stated that the military political situation in the world is characterized by the formation of new global and regional centers of power. What does this mean? New global and regional centers of power. The intensification of the struggle between them for spheres of influence. Well, with American hegemony, I've talked about the eye of the globalists. Their eyes are on Russia because Russia has wealth totaling $75 trillion. If they can destroy Russia, they can take over that landmass. At the same time, they're looking at also another sphere of influence is Kazakhstan, because it is a massive country. It's bigger than Mongolia, and it is very wealthy, the wealth in oil. It is a beautiful land, a beautiful area, and it's massive. Russia's on the west, China's on the east, and then just south, you have Iran, and you drop straight down into the Middle East, into Syria, into Turkey. So it's just a perfect center of everything, Central Asia. Well, the Western world has its eyes on that area. This is what Russia's talking about. Also, it stresses the importance of military force as the tool for achieving their geopolitical goals by the subjects of international relations. And that is what we have done. What did we do in Afghanistan? What did America do in Iran? And not Iran, I mean Iraq. What did we do in Libya? What did we do basically in Kosovo? Excuse me. So the strategy, America's strategy, has not changed. It continues the same as it always has been. But one thing that we've always had to do is we've had to get the allies, the European nations, England especially, always on board with our objectives. Then they talk about the tensions that are continuing to escalate in what they call the conflict zones in the Middle East, North Africa, Afghanistan, still, even to a great degree, Afghanistan. Why is Afghanistan still important? Because of the opium trade, because of the drug trade. Then you also have the conflict in the Korean Peninsula. And going to the Korean Peninsula, nobody is talking about China. They're talking about China, China's objectives here a year and a half ago in Hong Kong. But they're not talking about, well, now they're beginning to talk more about Taiwan, but they're not discussing even further down the road, South Korea. They're not talking about what happens when South Korea, when the Chinese get control of the South China Sea, what happens to Japan, what happens to the nations in the Philippines, what happens to Vietnam. China, to go to Armageddon, China is going to have to unite her Asian sisters together to go to China, to Armageddon. And China will, eventually, China will unite the Asian sisters. I'm not so sure that she'll be able to get India on board, but I have a sense that China will try. Of course, India has so many people in its own that it has a sizable army. So then also, another thing that Russia mentioned is weakening the systems of global and regional security that creates conditions for the spread of international terrorism and extremism. What does that mean? I talked a little bit about in the Ukraine, this matter of the neo-Nazis, the Nazis, the white supremacists, the Hitlerian Nazis that still exist. They're still holdovers from World War II in Ukraine. Then they've talked about, I was just wanting to point out that Russia is fully aware that they don't have a choice. They have to resist what America has planned to do. Another thing that China, that Russia's had to resist is the matter of the direction and the objectives of the World Economic Forum. The Klaus Schwab group of people that plan to bring in a global digital currency. Russia is fighting that. Russia is resisting that. This is one of the fronts that Russia has to resist, and it is doing it. While the nations of the West are doing what they can to move Klaus Schwab's objectives forward, Russia is still fighting and opposed to these objectives. It will hurt them financially. We'll be back.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
I thought I would just present this to you because Russia is the nation that is holding back the plans of the globalists. And she's doing it, in a sense, solo with China. The European nations presently, they, I think, are getting cold feet. They know that if they don't go along with Americans' objectives, then there's going to be consequences for the European nations that resist America's policies. That's one thing about America. There's always America always has a way to punish the nations that won't go along with her objectives. Whether it be France, England, the one nation that's pretty much compliant and in agreement and moving step by step with Russia or with America is England. England, the mother of the great harlot. And America's the young harlot on the block, but the queen mother, this old reptile from 100 years ago, she is a reptile, and her nation is evil, has been evil for hundreds and hundreds of years. The misery and the control and the evil of Europe, of England upon the nations. And now America is just like England. We're no different as a nation, just as evil, as corrupt. And who's going to stop? Who's going to stop the United States of America? What nation, what group of nations is going to interfere with the plans that the United States has for the future? And the American people, whether they want to believe it or not, if they won't go along with the policies of the administration, well, then they're going to be a target. And already we see who the target has been. I know, I think about the January 6th, a year ago scenario. I am just shocked at how stupid, how ignorant the patriots that were not discerning to see what was going on. And I didn't see it in a sense, but I would say this, that I really wasn't into all these protests. I personally I've just never had a good feeling about getting out there and protesting on a cold winter day in deep and dark December. Just never thought that was a good thing to do. And now we see that the government had all these operatives in place, egging, instructing, the moving into the Capitol, going into the offices. And what did these massive of ignoramuses do? They fell right into the trap. And I hate to call them ignoramuses, but they would look back themselves and say how stupid we were to be caught. Yeah, emotions ran high, patriotism ran high, and look what happened. So, but those that won't go along with the agendas of this administration and coming administrations are going to be targets. American people are a target to these globalists. That's just the truth. They're globalists. They have an objective, an agenda. They're going to bring in a new world order. We're not going to stop it. And I have to go back to what the Bible says. In spite of how powerful these people are, still, they are no match for Christ and his invisible kingdom, the kingdom that he is the God and the Lord over. It's an invisible kingdom. It's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It is invisible on one hand, but it is very, very practical on the other hand. You know, when God's people, when they get the mind of Christ and they begin to pray for the punishments of the wicked and that the wicked be restricted in their evil, the hand of God moves in. And right now, the hand of God is moved in to stop America from moving ahead of moving forward in their plans ahead of time. They're trying to move ahead of God's plan, God's timetable, but they can't. They have to stay in step with God and his scripture and the prophecies of the Bible. So no, they have to wait their turn. And right now, God is using Russia to force them to wait. They don't like it. This is why this administration, excuse me, is just almost in a state of not panic, but they're beside themselves because they want to move forward. All these Nancy Pelosi and these politicians on the Democrat side, they're wanting to move forward faster, but they can't because they're being restrained by the hand of God. So now people think, well, it's Russia. Russia's the problem. But the fact is, Russia presently is the solution holding back the globalists. We're going to finish the program in a few minutes. Hold on. And we'll get to today's program. I didn't even get to it.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we'll finish out today's program. And I know that, like I mentioned before, that Russia is, yes, going to have a time where Russia is going to have conflict, but it's not going to be with America. It's going to be in the Middle East. And I read yesterday briefly that Russian and Syrian pilots have been conducting joint air patrol missions along the Golan Heights. Remember, I stated that Russia eventually will attack Israel, along with Iran. Russia and Syrian missile pilots conducted a joint air patrol mission along the Golan Heights and the Euphrates River, the Russian defense minister stated. The mission route ran along the Golan Heights, the southern border, also along the southern border, and along the Euphrates River, and over northern Syria. Excuse me. During the patrol mission, Syrian pilots controlled the airspace, provided fighter cover, while Russian crews practiced attacks on the ground targets. The ministry said that the pilots have practiced strikes on air targets and ground targets at the training range in central Syria. So here you have Russia with ships in the middle, in the Mediterranean, and also now practicing with Syrian troops these war games. And this is the scenario eventually that will happen with Russia and Iran. And yesterday I read to you about excuse me, I read about the new president of Iran meeting with the with Vladimir Putin in Russia. They discussed a host of different scenarios, economics, how they're going to work together as nations, and they're actually, you might say, beginning this type of dialogue, because eventually they're going to be, they will have a common objective, and that objective is to move into Israel. There will come a time when Israel is going to have conflict once again with the terrorist groups along the border to the north and to the east in Jordan and down in the Gaza Strip. And Israel is going to respond. And Israel will destroy Damascus. The prophecy concerning the destruction of Damascus is not yet fulfilled. That is one of the prophecies of the end of the world that will take place probably 7 years plus before Armageddon. Once Damascus is destroyed, know that very soon thereafter, Russia and Iran are going to begin their attack. So that just gives you kind of an insight into the future. Now, we'll see if my interpretation is correct. So, but until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.